Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Music from the golden era of rock and roll is featured in Rock Around the Clock. The show recaptures the sound of some of the most popular groups and artists in the 50s, 60s, and a touch of the 70s. Proceeds from the program go towards Angel Ministries. Joining me in studio is Carol Ogle with Piney Hills Harmony Chorus. Tell us, where and when is the show going to be taking place?
Well, Rock Around the Clock will be coming up Saturday, August 24th at the Jack Howard Theater at the Monroe Civic Center. Starts at 7 o'clock, and the Piney Hills Harmony Chorus, along with our dreamy Todd C. Martin as Elvis Presley, are ready to rock it out with great music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Tell us about some of the featured tunes when we talk about that golden age of rock and roll.
You know, I'm afraid it's almost going to be a lost art one of these days, but we're going to sing Shaboom and One Fine Day, a little bit of Fever. I don't know if you remember that song,
yeah.
Fever, from the 50s. And then we're going to go into the 60s with Aquarius, dressed in our bell bottoms and our headbands and our
so costumes definitely part of the evening.
Costumes are in. Yeah. We got poodle skirts, we got rolled up jeans, we have bell bottoms and vest and long hair and headbands, and then we're going to go for the 70s and have lots of psychedelic things going on with lots of colors and ribbons, and it's a three act show, and Elvis is coming right along with us through the decades. He'll be dressed as 50s Elvis, mm-hmm. in one set, and then 60s Elvis, and end up in the 70s Elvis.
Great.
With his jumpsuit. And Todd is a wonderful performer. He'll be going down into the audience and charming all the ladies. And there are some special seats available right down front and center.
Oh my goodness.
A little bit more expensive, but it's worth it to see Todd up close and personal because he is such a ladies' charmer.
Well, you mentioned the music, the golden age of rock and roll, but also it's a little bit of a golden age of television, so to speak.
Oh, it is. And we have our television stars. Lucy and Ethel will be there. Mm-hmm. As well as some Mouseketeers. And then in the 60s set, we have our own Laugh-In Joke Wall coming down. And we have Joanne Worley and Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
And Ruth Buzzy will be there with her purse. And then over in the 70s, hosted by none other than Edith Bunker.
Oh my goodness. And the folks
from All in the Family.
Yeah.
And Eunice and Mama are going to stop by for a visit, too, over in the 70s set. So it's not just songs, but there's a lot of comedy going on from the golden age of TV. We've got some old-timey TV commercials that'll bring back some great memories, some Coke commercials, and some Maxwell House commercials that are going to be shown. And so it's a really fun variety show. It'll really be, my goal for the show is for it to really be just a wonderful trip back in memory lane.
Yeah. Well, not only the music and the comedy that's going on, but you mentioned the music royalty that's going to be there with Elvis. Also, a couple of quartets rounding out the line.
Right. I'm happy to say that I'm in a quartet called Grace Notes, a new ladies' quartet. And then we have the men's quartet Bayou Blend from the men's barbershop chorus Notorious. And they are going to be really cool dudes with their leather jackets and their jeans and their t-shirts, and they're going to be doing some silhouettes and some music from the 50s also.
Well, we mentioned the program that's going to be coming up on the 24th at the Jack Howard Theater. Proceeds will be benefiting Angel Ministries. Share about that partnership.
Well, this is something so close to my heart and to the hearts of all the chorus ladies. Linda Tripp has a wonderful ministry called Angel Ministries, and she started this a few years ago when her son was really, she felt like rescued after a car accident because he was not injured nearly as badly as he could have been, and she really felt like the angels, mm-hmm. intervened and helped him. And so she has a ministry called Angel Ministries, and it just helps a lot of people that just need some extra help, special needs adults and children, and they provide furniture if needed, food, activities. You know, she provides a lot of things that people don't necessarily get to go to otherwise, and a lot of those people will be with us at the show. And one of the main things that Angel Ministry does is to provide some hyperbaric chambers for the use by anyone that needs that treatment. And I was not at all familiar with this until I met Linda, but hyperbaric chambers are very beneficial in the treatment of wounds or of anyone that needs deep oxygen therapy. Mm-hmm. It's traditionally been known for people who had diving accidents and had the bends and needed deep oxygen. But another great benefit of this deep oxygen therapy is it's been very beneficial to children with autism. They don't know exactly how it works, but children who are nonverbal take a series of these treatments plants and are really helped by them, and because of the deep oxygen, and it helps the entire body to heal and to be more functional. And so children are now speaking that used to not speak, you know, as a result of the hyperbaric chambers. So that's one of the many things that they do. But we are, the proceeds will go to Angel Ministries, and it'll help everybody in our community.
Yeah, you know, just this week, the state's DHH secretary commented about the growing number of disabled citizens who qualify for services, but yet the funding falls short of the need. They're trying to juggle around to get their budget to work. How do events like this support those services locally?
Well, that's exactly what we're hoping to do. Is Linda Tripp with her ministry just sort of, she calls it just the people that fall through the cracks. You know, there are certain things that people with special needs can obtain with public assistance, but then that doesn't begin to cover all their needs.
Right.
And so by doing these kind of events and making the public more aware of this ministry is one of our goals also in doing this show, because then the more people that are involved, the more people are helped. And, you know, Bob, when we help someone else, we receive the blessing. We think we're doing it for someone else, but when we are able to provide something for someone else, we're the ones that are blessed.
There is an admission fee involved to attend the performance coming up on the 24th at the Jack Howard Theater with Rock Around the Clock. How can you find out more about the show?
Well, you can go to pineyhillsharmony.org, and it's also on Facebook, Piney Hills Harmony Sweet Adelines. The tickets, we feel, are very, very reasonable for a three-hour show, and they're available at the Civic Center box office and by Ticketmaster.
It's presented in part by Care Solutions.
Care Solutions and Vantage Health Plan. I'm sorry I didn't say that earlier. Vantage has come in as one of our partners and have been so supportive in helping us present Rock Around the Clock.
Carol, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.